Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei dovei omei nu, de sene călăchei nu, de soeroasă fău. Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei dovei omei nu, iratori mira buona cuora soi. Cei buoni di famiglia doși, mei dovei omei nu, ti suena perché non mi soerra se può.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, the second hour is strictly Chazonis. And this evening, this afternoon, whenever you happen to be listening, you'll be hearing some of the classics, some that I haven't played for a while. And I'm sure that the Mavinim out there will enjoy the mixture that I have planned for you. But before we get to the Chazanis, there are a few announcements, a couple of announcements. Next Sunday, February 10th, 2013, that's Sunday, there are two events for those of you who live in the metropolitan area, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. You may want to come and spend the day here. First of all, in the morning at 10:30, the Cantorial Council of America, which is affiliated with the Bell School of Jewish Music at the Yeshiva University, is sponsoring a midwinter conference at the new Lincoln Square Synagogue, which is located on Amsterdam Avenue by 68th Street in Manhattan. And many of you have been reading about the fact that shul is now operational. Next Sunday morning, there will be an exciting and informative session on tefillah and shira, delivered by, as I'm reading from the flyer, the Dynamic Clergy of the West Side, Rabbi Shaul Robinson of Lincoln Square Synagogue, and the wonderful, if I may say, the wonderful Rabbi Alan Schwartz of Ohab Tzedek, who is an instructor at Yeshiva University. The cantors who will be discussing and singing will be Chaim David Burson of the Jewish Center and Zevi Muller of the West Side Institutional Synagogue. So that is for the morning. And as a side, they will have a guided tour of the new building by the host cantor, of course, the cantor of Lincoln Square Synagogue, Sherwood Goffin. And he's the honorary president of the Cantorial Council of America. So that's next Sunday morning at 10:30, and I look forward to seeing many of you there. And then in the evening, I look forward to seeing many of you at Queens College at the Lefrak Concert Hall, A Salute to Israel. I think the tickets are pretty much sold out. There may be a few left, so you can try. But it's A Salute to Israel at 7 o'clock. It features cantor Saul Zim, and he is the producer of this, Lieutenant Colonel Shai Abramson, who is the chief cantor of the Israeli Defense Forces, and the wonderful Netanel Hershtick of the Hampton Synagogue. They say cantor Mordechai Sobel. Okay, yes, you've heard him singing the last couple of shows. Mordechai Sobel will be conducting a Philharmonic Orchestra. I think it's going to be a 30-member orchestra. Michael Borman is the MC, and I don't know anything about Donny Deutsch, but he's a special guest. So that's next Sunday at 7 o'clock at Queens College Lefrak Concert Hall. And those of you who receive my cantorial calendar, you'll see the flyer, and it has all the information. You can call 718-793-8080. That's 718-793-8080. See if there's some tickets still left. Okay, let's get to the Chazanis. And our first cantor that we'll be hearing is David Reutemann. Reutemann was born in 1884, and he died in 1943. So that was at the age of 59. You know, one of the things that I guess the longevity has taken place, but when you read the biographies of many of the great cantors of the Golden Era, the Golden Age of Chazanis, many of them died in their 50s. It was always disturbing that they died so young. Of course, today 50 is the new 30, right? Okay, let's start with David Reutemann. He was known as the poet of the pulpit. He held positions in Vilna, St. Petersburg, Kishinev, and he came to New York City in 1924. He primarily davened at Shaarei Tzedek, where he served for 18 years. The first selection will be Havein Yaker Li, cantor David Reutemann.
Oh,
David Reutemann with Havein Yaker Li. We'll hear another Reutemann selection. This is V'ha'arev Na'ar, cantor David Reutemann. V'ha'arev Na'ar, V'ha'arev Na'ar, V'ha'arev Na'ar, V'ha'arev Shemelokinu Ez Yivrei Soir Severu Ez Yivrei Ez Yivrei Soir Severu Befi Rev Na'ar. Well, next here another David. Well, this is David Moshe Steinberg. He was born in 1871. He died in 1941. He held positions in Odessa, Vilna, and in the United States. But in the 30s, he returned to Europe, serving in Chernowitz and again in Vilna, but he was called to serve the Hebrew Institute of University Heights in New York City, where he continued until his passing. Let's hear David Moshe Steinberg with Omer Rabbi Elazar.
Oh,
David Moshe Steinberg. That was Omer Rabbi Elazar. Moshe Ganjov was born in 1904. He was considered to be one of the last representatives of the Golden Age or the Golden Era. He was born in Odessa, but he came to America as a child and settled with his family in Toledo, Ohio. Then as a young man, he moved to New York City in order to advance his career in the cantorate. He was encouraged by Mordechai Hirschman, whose protege he was considered to be. Later, he was called to succeed David Reutemann, who we just heard, of Congregation Shari Tzedek, where he remained until 1957. Ganjov was heard widely for a quarter of a century in his own weekly radio broadcast, and of course his tours throughout the world. He was known as the cantor's cantor. Let's hear Ganjov with Ritzei.
Eloikeinu avoiseinu retzei imenu haseinu kadeshemu bemitzvaseinu vesecherekenu Mekadesh
Moshe Genchev, that was Ritze. While he was singing the selection, I was just thinking about the past week where I had mentioned that I had indexed and been working at a spreadsheet with my part of my collection of cassettes. 2,200 cassettes are being digitized, and my collection, more about this in the future, but we're working in concert with the Sound Archives for the State of Israel at Hebrew University. So I'm very, very excited about the merging of my collection with that collection. But what came to mind was in the indexing, there were so many tapes of Genchev, different concerts, different davenings that Barry Sirota had done. And I was thinking that a future project would be for me to share a lot of that with you in future programs. So, you know, I'm always trying to think, what can I do that will keep interest in the program? I mean, there's just a limited number of recordings of real soul. but thank God there's a good crop of young cantors around, and they have wonderful, wonderful futures. And I won't go through the whole list of the ones who I on which I am so high on, if you will. But I have great hope for the future. You know, my own private personal experience. I didn't discover Chazonist till I was, 43 years old, and I know you can learn to love it. It's a question of exposure, and I know when people say, I hate Chazonist, my response is, you probably never really heard Chazonist. You probably never heard a Chazon pouring his soul out in davening or these wonderful recordings. So it can be learned, and of course I encourage those of you who are looking to buy presents for your children, grandchildren. Of course, Hanukkah is past, but it's always nice to buy a CD, a couple of CDs of these great cantors, and you never know who you might influence or how you might influence someone on a lifelong love of this this soul music. Okay, so the next Chazon we'll hear is Leib Glantz, who was born in 1898. He died in 1964. He was in the Russian Ukraine. And he certainly had a unique voice and unique in his presentation of the prayers. In the liner notes here, the writer says that Glantz seeks to represent the sounds of prayer in the shtiebel. He wants to portray the spontaneous outpourings of the individual worshipers, each in his own corner of the shtiebel. Well, I don't know if you're going to get that vision as you will listen to this, but let's hear Shomer Yisrael, Leib Glantz.
Sorrel Shemol, Shemol, Sheres Yisrael, Sheres Yisrael, Ve'al Yoival, Ve'al Yoival Yisrael Oymerim, Ve'al Yoival Yisrael Oymerim, Yisrael Oymerim, Oymerim, Shemol. Shoy me goyachot Shema, Shema, Shri Samechot, Samechot, Ve'al Yoivat, Ve'al Yoivat,
with Shomer Yisrael. Yes, he certainly was unique, wasn't he? And there's no one like that today. But he was terrific. Mordechai Hirschman was born in 1888. He died in 1940. Again, let's see, it's 52 years old. My friends, I got a lot of my early influence of Chazanis was by Yossi Beer and his late father, who were great, great fans of Mordechai Hirschman. They thought that he had a certain clarity and a certain soul in his voice that was unique, and that they thought he was one of the best. He served in Vilna, and afterwards in 1920 he served at Temple Beth El in Borough Park in Brooklyn. And we'll hear his classic, Shema Koleinu.
Thank you.
Okay, Mordechai Hirschman with his classic. That was Shema Kolenu. Pinchas Jasinowski, he was born in 1886. He died in 1954. He was a graduate of the St. Petersburg Conservatory and was known in Russia as a singer of Yiddish folk and art songs. He arrived in the United States in 1920 and served for 34 years. Get this, at the Jewish Center of New York City. Yes, the Jewish Center on 86th Street. That's where Chaim David Burson is today, and that's where my friend and former partner with Cantor's World, Benny Rogoznitsky, served. So that was an interesting situation they had there. I would only hope that they get to love Chazanis as much as they did in the past. Jasinowski was well known for his compositions and arrangements, as well as his talents as a Yiddish poet. We'll hear Jasinowski with Av HaRachamim, Pinchas Jasinowski.
Yerachim, O Yerachim,
Pinchas Jasinowski with Ava Rachamim. We'll next hear from Zavel Korten. I know I'm not pronouncing it right. It's Kvartin, but it's K-W, Kvartin, Kvartin. He was born in 1874, and he died in 1952. We'll hear, he had so many classics. This is Morin Divashmaya, Zavel Kvartin. Coming up.
Elisa voye, morom divise moye.
tu mi se torre chi Mova dis moio Oh mi dis io le has mi se torre chi
Zavel Kvartan. You know, somebody was asking me, what do I look for personally? I confess, I am not musically trained. I have difficulty identifying the notes and so forth. But if something touches my soul, I call that soul music. I try to play a lot of soul music. Sometimes I succeed. Sometimes I don't. I can't ignore what's out there, but when you heard Kvartan singing, and the truth is, to really hear a cantor, you have to hear him in shul at the Umid. There, the soul either comes out or it doesn't. Singing at a concert or singing in a recording studio, it's very hard to have that come through, whereas when you're really praying to God, you're not just singing. You recognize it. You know that is the real thing. And there are a lot of great cantors out there today. And of course, there were so many great in the past. And this is 2 hours of Jewish soul music, and I'm afraid a lot of the non-Chazonist music that is coming out today, you know my feelings about this. It's a lot of noise. Not really soul music, but you can be entertained. You can be entertained by a lot of this music. Benjamin Levite, Levite, who was born in 1892. He died in 1943. He came from the area of Bialystok, and he achieved recognition when he was called to succeed Zavel Kvartan at Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park in 1926. He remained there until his early passing. His conductor, Herman Zales, was also the composer and the accompanist for the selection that you'll be hearing next, which is Shuvi Nafshi. So let's hear cantor Benjamin Levite, Shuvi Nafshi.
Я душе мгомало лойхи, гомало Лацто навши ми мовес, тихи лацто навши ми мовес, тихи лацто навши, тихи лацто навши ми мовес, навши ми Esei nimin dimo, es ragli mi dechi. Tichi lasto navshi mi maves.
Benjamin Levite, snoofer, many of you I know, new for me also. We'll close with one more classic. At the outset, I said that this evening would be dedicated to a lot of classics. I could just get this set. Yeah, I know. Julian, you know who I'm going to play. I have to play. I mean, we're playing classics. Yesala, born in 1882. He died in 1933. One day I'll tell you about my my lecture that I gave with the timeline of Rosenblatt's life and the development of recordings, because, you know, all of this started for me with my collection of old Victrolas. But we'll get into that some other time. Let's close with Ritzei Asi Rosum, and this is the great Yesala. To end this hour of golden oldies, a lot of classics from the past. Okay, see you next Sunday, February 10th. First of all, at 10:30 in the morning, the Cantorial Council of America Midwinter Conference at the new Lincoln Square Synagogue. And Rabbi Shaul Robinson of Lincoln Square Synagogue and Rabbi Alan Schwartz of Ohab Tzedek will be giving their talks on Tefillah and Shirah. And cantors Chaim David Burson of the Jewish Center and Zevi Muller of Westside Institutional Synagogue will be there to also host lectures together with Sherwood Goffin Chaz, who is the cantor at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. And you'll have an opportunity to see a special tour, a guided tour of the new building. Many of you read about that. That's in the morning. And then at 7 o'clock, a salute to Israel at the Queens College Lefra Concert Hall. Saul Zim, who put together this wonderful concert, a salute to Israel, Lieutenant Colonel Shai Abramson. Many of you heard his outstanding rendition of Avinu Sheva Shemayim. Natal Herstick, who is just a wonderful, wonderful young cantor, and Mordechai Sobel, the impresario, he's the maestro, will be leading and conducting a large Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra, and I look forward to seeing you at both of these events. So thanks for joining with me, and shalom.